We'd sort of talked through in detail, you know, some detail, your first three seasons for the club, which took us up to, you know, 71, 72.
Mm-hmm.
And you were explaining how at the end of the 71-2 season, you know, you didn't get many games. Towards the end of the season, yeah. And I think it was the following season that you switched to the wing from fullback, wasn't it?
Yeah, not my choice.
Tell us about that.
Well, basically, being a fullback and running, and I could tackle, or many got by me, and we're covering different angles and totally out of the blue. I was picked on the wing against Cardiff, one of the strongest sides, because we only ever played them once a year, home and away. You know, 1 year was home, the following year was away. That was at King's Own. And really surprised, obviously. But I was in the first team, so, yeah, take it up and do it. And I'm sure we either drew 9-0 or we won maybe 9-3, I don't know. But it went quite well. Because Peter wasn't the best tackler in the world, put it mildly. And I had this roving, the way I played, I was always on the left wing all the time, and usually it was Bob Cruise on the right wing. But I just used to follow the ball, so if it wasn't on my wing, but I could see them tacking the other way, I would be going across. Because I knew somewhere along the line it could be a missed tackle, usually at the back. And then I would just be over there then. And it suited, and then for some reason, the local press scene said, oh, he's finally found his right position, which was rubbish, really. It was because I couldn't kick goals. But it suited the way the things were. That A, they found somebody, or it wasn't obviously that as quick as the best wingers. It was quite quick. But I could play this roving style of going around behind and covering, and you know, and also if the fullback did go in, instead they didn't have to look for who was dropped at the back, because they knew if it wasn't on my wing they were going to the right, I'd be dropping back. Which leads us on to the centenary year, because again, went to the trials. I think I'm not sure I was in the whites, but we hammered the reds. You should have been the first team, and I think I got changed over to the reds. And I don't think we had a particularly good trials that particular year, because there was a lot of places up in the balance. You know, the first game was Brighton Park away. And of course, being centenary didn't mean so much then, because we didn't know what was to come with all the games we had. But it was to get in the team. And sure enough, the selection came through and I was on the wing. And I do, this is one of my things, I was the first Gloucester player to score that year. So if you've got that in your records, a try at Brighton Park.
Right.
That was the first try in or first points in the centenary year. We turned round, it was a howling gale, and we turned round 21-10 up, I think it was, and we lost 31-21. We never scored in the second half. And they had a, I'm not sure it was England, it wasn't an England coach, but he was trying to get on the England, he was one of the names being mentioned, and all he kept saying to them was just kick it down the field, because obviously we couldn't run back, and it was the wind, and we lost. And I remember when the selection came up for the midweek game, we were waiting, and I thought, I got no chance, you know, we got beat and what have you. Half the side got dropped, and I kept my place. And then it went on then, because we had a lot of, you know, the bigger games, Wolfhounds, International 15 and Public School Wanderers. Yeah, brilliant there. For me as well.
Yeah.
I think we had 34 games that year, I think.
31, I think.
31, yeah. I think it was 34.
Oh.
Yeah, 31 games then. I think we played 53-ish. That year, so again to play that many games on the, I'm not sure if
very I'd close 54.
I'm not sure if I played an odd game, well, probably more an odd game. I played probably a few games at fullback as well.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly most of that season was on the wing.
And 17 tries resulted.
Yeah, the one is given to me, but it was a penalty try. I was almost going over and I got taken out. And if you look at on some of the stats where they give the, what used to be in the pink, and there was always a little star awarded the penalty try. So, you know, I'll take it.
Second only to Bob Clues that season.
I can't remember any Bob. Bob played a lot, I think he played a lot more games than me that year, but so be it.
Yeah. Do you remember the centenary game? Well, the centenary game, the one against Don Weatherford, International 50. I saw that game.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic game, wasn't it? I mean, I thought Gloucester really excelled themselves in that game.
I think I took the kick off. And I only had one thing in mind then, was, and I was on the wing, it was over by the clock, I took the kick off it. And I ran, just ran. And it linked up and it just went from there. I know it was, you know, and all the teams seemed to get in there. Nothing to do with me, but all the teams seemed to just get in with, you know, let's have a crack at these. And it worked out really well.
Yeah.
Other than the fact, going back to the defensive side, they were on the attack. And when I was fullback, I had this thing of always taking the last man.
Mm-hmm.
And when Peter came along, we worked it that way. And when I went on to the wing, I said, right, this is where I play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I stepped in and it left in the last man. And I remember both times taking Vil Proulx out. I was sure, I'd never been hit so hard. I thought my shoulder was going to come off, but I took him out both times. And he wasn't a particularly big guy, but he was obviously very muscly around the legs. And my shoulder. And as I got up, I looked round to see Jeremy Jamian skipping round Peter for a try. Oh, great, that's a good start. That's all part of it. And I don't know, but the next time it happened, same thing again, Bill Fraud, as I got up, Jamian's going over there another try. But we came back in some sort of style and we won very impressively in the end. And a full house at King's Own. And then the crowd really, you know, roaring to the rafters of it, and it was absolutely, I think I come off in tears.
I'm not surprised. Fantastic occasion.
You know, and it was just the fact that we won and how we won. It wasn't just a case of, oh, yeah, Gloucester old style. We were actually running at them and took them on. And
well, and the class of the opposition.
Oh, yeah. John Dawes, you know, you can make the excuse that, you know, it was a scratch side. They didn't play like a scratch side. And they had the French forwards in, and, you know, and not sure, one of the halfbacks was French, I can't remember. Yeah. Before, so I've got the programme of that.
Probably more caps between them than any side that ever played at Kingston, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Has to be.
But it was a real memorable night, you know, the fact that the crowd was really buzzing, you know, that, you know, Gloucester shout and I think we served it up not only to the international side but for the crowd as well. It was just one of a real special game.
Yeah.
And a special time to be there to play. So yeah, it was really, really, really good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And I think we ended up giving the final pass to, I think it was Richard Jarling, went over in the corner to see it. Was it 24-14, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And as I hit the ground, I just wanted to get up off the ground. But again, that was early days of that year when I was playing on the wing. So that helped cement my position for, you know, a fair bit. But then I had another player who came on that I think was that year, and I was out again just after Christmas. Stuart Dix, I think, came along that season. I think it was that season. So I ended up, like saying, playing 31 games.
Yeah.
But yeah, very, very good.
Yeah.